We got our own clico. Strong clico.
All right, so we're back here on La Clica Podcast at the Takeover at the Redwood Room in beautiful Maywood, California.
Clica Podcast Takeover.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Right back.
Beautiful.
Right back.
All right, wrong. So we have someone in the house. What's your name?
Ayo. Call me Ayo. Ayo.
Yayo.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Yeah.
All right, where can people find you on Instagram?
Ayo Instagram.
You ain't on Instagram?
Ayo, oh, you're on Instagram.
You're real underground.
Yeah, real underground.
All right, so we were talking earlier, and you had a lot of good things to say, positive things about hip hop, and you know, you had bad things to say as well about how everything's going right now in hip hop. So shoot the shit. Let me know what you think of the situation.
Yo, I mean, really, we got to get back to the state of what hip hop really is. You know, the art form of what hip hop really is, like, and I think it starts in L.A. I mean, that's all good, but I mean, back to that, I mean, L.A. is hip-hop.
Hold up. We're literally breaking the ice right now.
Yeah, we're breaking ice. Yeah.
All right, so y'all, you can't see what's going on here, but there's a lady breaking fucking ice in the back, so that's all that noise that's coming through, but when she's done, we will return to the podcast. Yeah, so come on, lady, hurry up. All right, she's almost done. There you go.
She almost done.
All right, so we're back here. We're back here with Ayo.
Wait, was she the ice queen?
Yeah. She was.
So yeah. We're back with Ayo.
But it's just saying, like, we got to get back to the state of what hip hop really is. It's really art. It's really art, and I don't feel like anybody's painting pictures anymore. Nobody has anything to say anymore. It's all about, you know, the diamonds, the women, the cars, and that, and everybody love that. Being at the end of the day, everybody wants something, everybody needs something. But then what happens, you know, when you really think about what happens in your head, in your mind, what you think about when you go to sleep at night? Yeah. What do you think about when you think about your family? What do they need? What do they want at the end of the day? Oh. It's not step away from your wants and your needs and your desires, because those things you need, those are your ambitions, the things that you drive for, the things you need to go after. You know what I'm saying? And everybody needs that, something to wake up to you, and you roll out of bed and say, I need to go after that.
And you know what? That's real talk.
Yeah.
That's real talk. Let me spit something at you here. Now, we all have our own opinions of hip-hop, and depending where you grew up, you listen to certain things, right? I grew up with the East Coast shit, and I grew up with the West Coast shit.
Yeah.
About 9, 10, 11 years old, I kind of got introduced to everything kind of simultaneously, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? Going back to what I grew up with, and the message that was being delivered to me by, like, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, you know, fucking LL Cool J, the Beastie Boys, all that shit. And then, fast forward to now, 25, almost 30 years later, and then I hear Drake, I hear Kendrick Lamar, I hear all these new guys, and you know what?
He's talking about that mumble rap.
Yeah, that shit don't resonate. You know what I mean? I, for me, like N.W.A., what you're saying is what N.W.A. told me when I was a little kid. Speaking straight from the streets, all the shit that was going on, all the shit that everybody was dealing with, all the angst, all the frustration, that spoke to me.
Yes.
All this new shit doesn't speak to me. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's like, you know, maybe it's lost its essence. You know, back in the day, it was about, like, what you really wanted. You know, what you was driving to go after and go get. Now it's all about, go chase this. This is what you want. You know, you don't have the choice to really say, okay, I'm going to choose if I want to be a rapper, if I want to be a doctor, if I want to be a basketball player, if that young girl want to be that model, or if she wants to go a different route. Now, Cardi B tells them, do this. You know, you got the next rapper telling them, do this. And that's all they know. And I'm saying it's time that you offer them a different route. Tell a kid they can go a different route and they can still succeed. But you know, tell that person they can do something else and they still can succeed and be just as successful. They can still have those 6-7 figures and you don't have to sell out. You don't need to sell your soul. Maybe it's Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace, Nip. Neighborhood. It's saying that, look what how the route that Nip went. You know, he didn't sell out. He didn't sell his masters. He stayed in the hood. And even more so, it was like, yo, I'm not going to succumb to the hood. I'm not going to let the hood take me. Even more so, everything that I do is going to spill over to the hood. Now the hood is going to understand my message. We went through this, we had strife, we had violence, we had pain, and we didn't understand why we were going through it. And now we understand why we felt pain. We needed the pain because we needed to grow, but now we're growing. It's like a woman that's pregnant and she's 6 months pregnant. Now she's gone through the first trimester, the second trimester. Now she's realizing, now she feels that baby in her stomach. Now she feels the love. We're going through the growing pain, so feel the love right now. And let's step away from the hate, because the hate is gonna come, and it's gonna come in many forms. It might come in the form
of the God, baby.
It might come in the form of the police. It might come in a different form, but let's step away from the hate and realize that it's coming, because it's been coming for a long time.
So let me ask you this, and I ask this from, you know, I ask this of several of the hip hop artists that we've had here. East Coast, West Coast, you know, that shit is all fucking crazy and shit, how
politics stuff, and you know, bullshit.
Yeah, how all of that shit fucking blew up. But musically, what entices you? What has influenced you more? Do you lean more towards the East Coast or more towards the West Coast, or a blend of both, or what?
It really doesn't matter, brother. It doesn't matter whether it's East Coast, West Coast,
for
Midwest.
For me, it was like,
but it really doesn't matter.
But I'm talking about musically.
No, I hear what you're saying, but for me, I don't care what kind of music, what genre, whatever. To me, it's about a message. It's about the content. What are you talking about? I don't care if you're talking country. I don't care what genre you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop, rock, R&B, anything. What are you talking about?
What's your message?
Yeah, what's the message?
What are you giving the people to motivate and keep their hope alive?
Yeah. Hey, man, I like your voice. You sound like Barry White.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Sexy right there.
All right.
Hey, you know what?
Going back to what he said. All right. Hold on. Just give me a second. Going back to what he said, I don't know if hip-hop has ever experienced it, because since the inception of hip-hop, they've been winning since the inception. You know, it's just got better and better and better.
True.
And all genres of music go through a dark period, be it rock,
true,
be it country, yeah, music, true, whatever. True. And I think that, honestly, and not taking away from any of the artists, because it's all about respect and love on this podcast. So I don't like saying very much negative things about anybody.
Word.
However, having said that, you know, I just think that they're not in touch with the music more than they are in touch with
the They haven't did the homework, yo.
They didn't.
That's the problem. Kids are just getting paid. You know, they don't even know what they're really ruining.
And
you know,
the culture. Dark period, I think.
And you know what? You also have to think about, why are artists like Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, LL Cool J, all these old school artists still in the mix, still in the game?
Because what they're doing is right here on my chest.
Hip-hop
for the people. They're doing it for the people.
All right.
It's not for a paycheck. It's to keep the people relevant and what's not being told for real.
And you know what? They've been consistent with delivering that message.
Exactly.
All this mumbles stuff and
It what just, are they talking about?
It does nothing for me.
You know? No concept and no depth.
Yeah, and you know what?
Just wasting their breath.
You know what? And you know what? You got to think about groups like Public Enemy, okay? I mean, if anybody delivered a message the way it needed to be delivered, it was Public Enemy. I mean, no
without
fucking
a, without
doubt.
Without a question.
You know what I'm saying?
Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest,
NWA, East Coast, West Coast, it doesn't
matter. I feel all that, but really, at the end of the day, right now, who has the heartbeat of music? You know what I'm saying? Who has the hand on music? The youth, the Migos,
Barry.
The younger groups, you know, young
it's
Johnny.
It's their time.
And these cats, and that's it's their time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We now, not hating on that.
My thing, no, it's not hating, it's saying this. Now, I'm asking them to step up because they have the youth's ear.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything that they do, everything that they wear, if they got dreads and they dye them pink and they red or if they dress like a woman, put on leather and this or anything weird.
Everybody gonna do it.
The kids is gonna do it.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You,
yeah.
They have that following right now.
68 years old and you got a skateboard and a vape and a backpack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
So they have to notice, understand what they say with. Great power comes great responsibility, right?
And they're basically
Spider,
what you said.
Spider-Man right there.
You have to understand like the power you've been given, the platform you're on.
What he's saying to y'all is you have to do better with what you're presenting.
No doubt.
Because you're supposed to be taking it to the next level, not degrading it, but uplifting it, redefining it, so that people know what's real. There's a big difference between hip-hop and this commercial rap bubblegum shit. No disrespect, but these kids, they gotta do their homework and give respect to the pioneers. It is what it is.
You know what? Your voice is a shit.
Hey, that's what I said.
And you know what? You are taking me back. You are taking me back to Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Look at me. I'm feeling like
Chocolate
Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Bless up. Bless up.
So,
that shit made me cry. The Barry White of hip hop.
So back to the reason that I got Ayo here to speak on the podcast is because he came to me very passionately and told me that.
Oh yeah, he got passion.
He feels hip hop lost its true essence.
It did.
It lost its passion. It lost its heart.
I agree.
You gotta be honest. We keep it 1,000. We don't do 100.
Hip hop is no longer currently art. It's lost the form of its art, and now it's just about getting bills stacked and, you know, getting those chains, getting those cars, getting those girls.
No doubt.
We was out here painting pictures. We was telling stories that if you've never seen this before, if you've never walked down these streets before, if you've never seen Normani and King, if you've never seen Slauson and Crenshaw, if you've never been
going
on
to
Manchester,
Normandy.
West
MC, you ain't been
you
in
never
it,
been
going to Normandy.
You ain't never seen this shit. You can turn on that CD. You can put that tape in your tape deck.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
And see the picture.
And for at least 50
Visualize.
Minutes, you walked in my shoes. You walked in my big homie shoes. You walked in my little homie shoes. You walked in my tiny low shoes. You walked in one of our shoes and you seen this shit. You felt our pain. And
the
even
real
more
struggle.
So, it was so real to you. It was so real too, and it struck a note that you had to be a part of it. You had to understand. You had to know why would you live that lifestyle?
Whether it was black or brown.
There? Black, brown, white.
Africanos y Chicanos,
No. You wanted to know why did you have to walk this path?
Yeah.
We didn't get an option.
Wasn't chosen.
There
it wasn't
was
chosen.
No option.
No, it wasn't
was chosen.
Chosen
for us.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. And you speak about a lot of things that are relevant and what's going on, but a lot of people are choosing to ignore it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And that's the problem, but whose job do you think is to teach these kids that there's a better way to their music?
It's our job.
This brother right
it's
here.
Our job.
This
Black and brown
right
movement,
this
we doing
right
it.
This it's sister right job. Here, this brother right here, that brother right there.
It's all of our
right
job.
Here. It's all of
like,
our job.
You know
brother.
What? Talking about
the village.
To you guys then. Both of you cats are right. This guy over here was talking about Janier, country, rap, rock.
music.
We're talking about art. Art is in the eyes of the beholder.
Yes, sir.
The best teacher of life is life experience.
No doubt.
And all these young cats coming out these days, you know what? They're going to be up there posting for us because they're young. Like you said, these are the years of new generation. They have to set an example.
Yes.
And all that fucking hate.
You got to be accountable.
That negativity that's coming down, all that fucking shit with Trump and all that negativity. All you got to do is love.
Yeah.
We'll move forward. We'll move ahead. Yeah. We'll be on top of the world.
Follow me on Instagram. Matt Rule 1.
Square Biz.
You woke today? My motto is smile. Smile, motherfucker.
Smile every day.
Because square biz.
Somebody didn't wake up today.
It's all love.
In the Bible, it says, you fight with your fingers. Whether I point my fingers at any one of you, whether I try to poke any one of you with my fingers, you fight with those fingers. But we war with our fists.
Right.
And the only way we can war together is when we put those fingers together as a fist, as one, united.
Strength in numbers.
That's right.
Revolution.
Strength in numbers.
And you know what? I dedicate this podcast to third base because pop goes the weasel and the weasel go pop.
And it go pop.
Yes, sir.
Right, we've been
had an eye on the weasel. He think he doing something, but he not.
That's right.
And that's the whole point of why we pay homage to Nipsey Hussle.
Much respect to because the Leak Out
he didn't give the weasel a chance.
Speaking on that
Sneaky
note.
Sneaky Entertainment. Speaking on that note,
we went ahead and we just lost Nipsey Hussle, and you were speaking about that earlier.
Yeah, like I say, RIP Nip.
Yes, sir.
It hit home to us. Yeah, to me personally, it hit home harder than Pac.
Bless in heaven.
The Pac wasn't a hometown product.
No, he wasn't.
Right?
You know what I mean? And Pac came here and he meant a lot. And a lot of people is going to feel some type of way about it.
But so
but
what?
Like I said, how I feel is Nip walked the same streets as me.
Yeah.
Nip, I really knew. We really knew Nip.
Nip seen people bleed and die in these streets.
You know what I'm saying?
But
like I said, he was from here.
Exactly. Right?
Where I don't feel Pac had as
he wasn't a native. That's what he's saying.
He wasn't a native. Yeah. And it's like I said, no disrespect.
He was more unreachable. He was like a person that you would expect to be.
A little more universal.
I think Pac was more so like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He was more so like, you know, that urban legend you hear of like the big. Pac and everybody ready to pass out like Michael Jackson and shit.
But you couldn't relate to him.
But you couldn't relate to him. Nip was more that nigga you seen on Slauson and Crenshaw, and he was pulling out
when
that
he was
big
a
body.
Young kid.
When he looked at you threw up that neighborhood, and this is my nigga Nip.
Slauson boy, he was representing. He always kept it real.
Head, no nothing. He stayed grounded.
Yeah, you're like I just seen him at the burger spot.
You just seen him at the chicken spot.
Yeah.
At the, you know what I'm saying? And he was like you said, just so accessible, just so much the people's champ.
Humble.
You know, and that's what hit Los Angeles so hard.
The marathon continues.
You know, the marathon is forever going to continue, you know what I mean? Forever is forever because what his legacy did, how it spread through Los Angeles, how it's going to pump through people's veins forever.
It woke up the whole community, all the communities as well.
It inspired people.
It's really sad that it had to be a sacrifice for that movement to spark.
Right.
But it's necessary because everything
is a burning bush.
Sacrifice. Everything is literally
it's the burning bush.
That Jesus died at age 33.
Hey, from Moses, the burning bush.
Remember, when one dies, there's three born.
It took the burning bush for Moses to get the attention, for God to get the attention of Moses. It took the burning bush.
And when there's one death, there's three reborn.
So, hip hop has to come back. It has to wake back up. It has to realize where it's at right now and know that what it once was with B-boy and this and all that and pop locking and breakdancing and beatboxing and every art form that it once had, now it has diminished and it has broken down to no more than
berating of our females.
We disrespected our women, and it's nothing more about who has the biggest diamonds and most money in his pocket.
Exactly.
Now your lyrics don't mean shit.
It's industry bullshit. It is what it is.
Now I'm sitting at my mama's table for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours until the sun come up, writing verses don't mean shit.
Yeah,
it means nothing anymore. We have to bring hip hop back.
There's no writing cyphers anymore.
I want to see real hip hop back.
Yeah.
Coming back to like my experience with hip hop, one of my favorites was KRS-One.
Oh, that's my man.
Boogie Down. Boogie Down Productions, motherfucker.
By all means necessary.
Studio Nation.
I went out to go see him at a show. He charged $5.
We was there. We was there.
It was at the Observatory.
We was there.
All right.
At both his shows.
He fucking told everybody, I want to see the B-Boys get up on stage.
2 hour show.
All ages.
2 hour show.
You saw variation of ages and cultures of B-Boys at the stage.
That was true hip-hop and, you know, the essence of appreciating your fans and being there for them.
How about that
song? Spreading the message without needing the money. And after the fact, he kept going and going and rapping and, you know, they told him, you need to close out the show.
I was about to say.
But they told him, you need to close out the show. Your time is done. And
he's like, nah, fuck that.
He's like, I'll pay you guys for going over my time.
How about
I don't care if I don't get paid. And he did that shit.
And kept rocking.
Close the fucking house down.
How about his song about immigration?
Yeah, remember?
A song that was dedicated to the Mexican people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The Latinos, the brown people of L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Knowing the history.
I mean, he wrote a song about us. You know what I'm saying? And he spit that shit in his show, his 2 hour show, you know what I'm saying? Much respect to Karis One.
Going back to all that, I don't think we need to continue with the old school. I think we need to evolve, but it evolve
blend
in a progressive and positive way where you can reach these youth because they're listening to you.
Yeah.
But I just think it's in its you know, it's infancy again. You know, it's starting again. And when you build something up, you gotta break it down.
Right.
True.
You gotta destroy it to make it grow again.
Yeah.
And I think that's
reframe it.
I think that's the state of hip hop today. You know, they're trying different stuff, and something that we see that's so trivial, and what these kids are doing, they're annoying. maybe it'll become something else. You know, something that, wow, that's great.
I agree.
And look, brother, we're the Black and Brown Movement, and we believe that civilization began in Africa.
Through the migration, arrived at Asman. From east to west, makes us all people of the sun. 400 years of blood, sweat, and tears, 500 years of resistance. The few things we retain through bravery and persistence, the gospel, the culture, and the music. We are one.
Basically, what it is, you know what I'm saying, these people don't want to see the blending of these cultures, the blending of these genres, the blending of, you know what I'm saying, political ideals, whatever it is. You know, we started out separated from the east to the west, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. But there's too many similarities than there are differences.
Too many.
And there's too many of us in population and in numbers.
But people don't want to hear that.
No,
they don't have a choice. Ask Abu Lita why she's so dark-skinned. It's time for people to stop ignoring fucking what's sitting in your face. No more smoking mirrors. Come on. That's the bottom line. Everybody, all my brothers right here, you guys are all 10% genetically black. Genetics.
That's the motherland.
Chicano studies, yeah, African American studies. I was fucked up. Knew it, but then it got confirmation, so I'm looking at my folks like, we gotta stop this ignorance. Folks assimilating to America, which is Euro-America, built by Europeans on the backs of our ancestors.
French and the Spanish.
So it's time that we not be afraid to tell the truth to those that are acting like they don't know. That's the real problem.
Cheers to that shit.
Our ancestors know the truth, but they're acting like they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's time that we represent what's real. And that's the bottom line. It's not happening. The government has no choice but to respect the existence of black and brown. We are overpopulation. We run this motherfucker. Without us, it's black and white, like my man signed. No disrespect, but it's no flavor. The difference between black and brown is some seasonings. That's it. A couple fucking seasonings. We are the same. We all like each other's shit. So what is the confrontation still going around amongst our community? The politicians are poisoning the brains.
Yes, the answer to that is the government. They want to keep us separated because if we unite ourselves, they can't stop us. So they need to create division to keep us, you know, as a lower power. And on that, we're going to end this segment of La Clica Podcast. Thank you all for coming out. If you want to say your name.
Thank you for having the Black and Brown Movement.
Black and Brown Movement Radio Podcast. Black Brown Movement 88, all one word, all lowercase, on YouTube. We support La Clica Podcast. We support Sneaky Entertainment. We support anything underground. Check out our fucking webpage.
Artists United to End Homelessness.
Between Black and Brown, support.
We'll talk a little bit off.
Yeah.
And, no doubt.
We want to thank Ayo for being on the podcast.
My brother Ayo.
He got down, you know. He's a really deep person.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's just real with us.
He's real. And it's not only that he's real, but he's very, like, passionate. Open to everything. Passionate.
That's what we lack in our society, being open. No, too many people want to be with a facade.
Yeah,
we don't do that.
That's the thing about society. That's also the current
We don't do that.
That's the current thing in hip-hop right now. They try to tell you how to live this crazy, lavish life, but it's a facade. You can never get and obtain that.
No doubt.
You know? Back then, hip-hop was about, you know, I sell drugs, I do this to support my family, and it was real shit.
That's it.
It was real
we
shit.
We wasn't doing it for glamour and glitz.
Go back to the beginning.
It was for fucking survival.
They're at the park.
Exactly.
Like my man said initially, we didn't have a fucking option.
Like Biggie said.
They just wanted a party in the park.
Selling to feed your child.
But like Biggie said, that his neighbors would call the fucking cops.
I've been there.
Just trying to feed his fucking kid.
All right, check this shit out. Today, the 12th, right? In 8 more days, it's my 29th anniversary to be allowed to speak to you, brothers. I live with Biggie spoke. The police called the police. The neighbors called the police on me. But when I survived getting shot first I got shot 13 times.
Oh, man.
So Pac and 50 ain't shit on me. But I don't glorify that shit. I glorify life. I glorify life in a different aspect. And it's the message and testimony about the Almighty Creator, the Lord and Savior, that protected my life. And by me believing in that, why I'm here amongst you brothers today. You know what I'm saying? So the real point is, people got to understand, you have a choice. You can choose the light or you can choose the dark. It breaks down to simplicity. I celebrate literally on 420, my 29th anniversary, my second day of life, that Jesus blessed me. I just celebrated 49 years on the 3rd of February, 3 days before Bob Marley. My presence, I know. I'm doing what I'm doing. My brothers, we united. We doing this Black and Brown Movement thing. United Artists, United End Homelessness. My Click of Pocket, Sneaky Entertainment, because it's about this culture. I created hip hop for the people.
Hip hop
for the people. Hip hop for the people.
Hip hop
for the people. In reverse, hip hop spells people.
Just like you said, it's about.
Without the people, there's no culture.
It's about choosing, you know, the darkness or choosing the light. When he said earlier, and that spoke to me, he said, people want to go to heaven, but at the same time, they're looking towards hell.
Because they don't want to change.
Exactly.
Ice Cube said the best
that
in his
came,
2000.
That came from Ayo right there.
His 2008 album.
Deep motherfucker right here.
I don't remember the title of it, but if you remember one of the songs, he said, how do you expect to change your reality if you can't change your mentality?
You can't. Hey, you
that's
took
the problem
it,
in our community.
Yo, you took it out of my mouth because deeper than that, they let hell be an option. Hell is an option for them. If you know where you want to go, if you know where you want to be, if I know I'm walking through that door right now, I'm walking through that door. There's no other option that I know what I want to do. If I want to go to heaven, then hell is not an option.
Of course.
So everything you do, everything you think, let that be your thoughts. You know where you want to go. You know your direction. Don't let shit sidetrack you. You won't get sidetracked. Well, things will try to because there'll be obstacles.
You know what those are called? They're called potholes and speed bumps in life.
Potholes and speed bumps all up and down Western and Boston.
You gotta keep rolling. Maneuver.
Swear them bitches and keep on going.
Keep dipping.
What? You gotta submit a claim form to the city. So.
Oh yeah, you can get paid for that shit, for real.
Hey, that's
hey Domino's got
taxes,
some shit.
Right? There should be no potholes.
Domino's got some shit
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
if you call them,
they fix the potholes.
They'll fix the name for the fix shit.
Yeah,
no, but you can literally.
They come
to
the Domino's
popping up and the motherfucker fixing potholes.
Hey, call the city for real. I'm telling you. Call downtown to the city claim department and tell them you need a claim for an apology against the city. They're gonna be like, for what? It damaged my vehicle, my tire.
Hey.
I had to do will a lot. It's legitimate and they gotta pay for that.
Tell them AO sent you. Do that. Tell them AO sent you.
Shit.
Going back to the ignorance and all that of today's youth, it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
See, I mean, The game is called Divide
and Conquer.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we need more people to wake up the youth. And not only that, wake up their parents. And not only that, wake up their neighbors.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
What I'm saying? One by one. It's a contact sport.
Get them out the matrix, brother.
Yeah, get them out of the matrix. Unplug them. That's
it's a problem.
For real. Because, yeah. I mean, people are asleep now.
Goodness, great.
They have been.
And they didn't know they're asleep. I mean, it happened so slowly.
Same with the snooze button. They got plugs in their ears and they don't even hear the fucking alarm.
The water
they got the red deal and they never knew.
And then they didn't realize it.
Check this out, man. I feel hip hop is colorblind. You feel me? When you hear somebody dope,
real
you hear somebody ill, you the
it
first thing
that yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck if he white. I don't fuck if he black.
Look at El Scatter. If he's El Scatterbrain, Northeast LA.
The whole crew, numerous. The whole crew.
That nigga dope and he got bars.
Eminem.
That is what hip hop does to you, because this world wants you to pay attention to color. It wants you to say that this person's dark, this person's light, or whatever the color spectrum is, this is what it does. And what hip hop says is that person got bars and he dope, and on a totem pole, he'll chew you the fuck up. And that's all what matters in our world. That's what matters in hip hop. How hot is you and your
it's what my brother said, divide and conquer.
No, but you can't divide us in hip hop.
We need to give her.
That's the shit about it.
No, I'm saying that's what the industry does. That's what the industry does.
They have divided what hip hop is, and the 2000 era.
Oh boy.
Painted the picture of hip hop as money, jewels, and success.
Nobody paid attention to the.
From a DJ.
They didn't pay attention to the Roots video. Never do what they do.
Right, yeah, what they do.
That's the problem. The people ain't paying attention. It's like we was talking about it today. Boys in the Hood. Lawrence Fishburne stood right there on top of that hill in our neighborhood where we grew up, talking about gentrification.
Yeah.
Here we are, 2019. We're fighting gentrification. Because nobody's fucking paying attention.
It's happening. It's happening right now.
Hey.
Well, there are people. Yeah.
Not to cut you, nigga. No. I remember, but look, I'm 12 years old and I'm going to Folk Shay Learning Center.
Oh, boy. Mount Vernon.
Western and King, baby. Western and King.
I used to walk up and down them railroad tracks.
Folk Shay was dangerous.
Before it was the exposition line, that shit was running.
Right.
So walk up and down them tracks and pick up the rocks that used to be there.
Throwing
at each other and shit and all cars passing.
Old school.
Throwing rocks, right? And it was this old dude, he told me, it's going to be a train running through there, youngin. And I was like, man, we ain't worried about fucking what you talking about, nigga. We throwing rocks, right? Flash
being
kids. 32 years old. It's an exposition line running up and down this motherfucker. But...
Hello?
But even more so, you're seeing, back in the day when you used to see Christmas tree lots, and this shit.
A whole lot of tree lots.
The whole hood is changing up, and it's not saying the growth is bad.
But we're not being included.
In this growth.
In our community.
Now we're being pushed out to Palmdale, and we're being pushed out to Lancaster, and we're being
fucking
pushed out
Barstow.
Here. And you're being tricked with the names because it says Palmdale and it says Lancaster.
And there's Dust Bowl. And
Riverside.
That shit sound like some WWF event, Lancaster. You know what I'm saying? Where, fuck all that shit. We need to stay where we at. Nip said, nigga, we here. This is our shit.
And we fighting for it.
It's the Monopoly board. This is where most people got shit fucked up. When we started playing Monopoly, you learned that you had to own three of everything, right?
Word.
You
were
gonna put an apartment on.
Unless it was the low income shit and you only had that two.
Oh no, you only
the
had
first
to have
two around the block.
You remember the first two around the block? It was
that was our hood.
The Brown
Baltic Avenue.
St. Charles and, Place, and something like that.
It was Baltic Avenue.
Hey, look, there's only a few.
No, it was Baltic Avenue and what's the other fucking.
It was Baltic
the Browns,
for sure.
Yeah. And, but look, there's only a few. There's only a few that have the resources to, buy up the property that's needed to basically objectify gentrification.
Block they shit.
Right. So those have, they've started that effort. and those who don't have the resources, okay, that's fine. Guess what?
Yeah.
If we get together, it's about numbers when you talk about credit, when you talk about down payments, when you talk about whatever's needed for to avoid the gentrification.
They have to be more involved with, like, this group on Jefferson right before Arlington. Is called, their location is called Solidarity. They're fighting to get these abandoned properties and shit distributed
properly
to the homeless.
Shout out
to them.
We cannot be the fingers trying to fight and point and poke. We need to be the fists that come together
we
and
got
fight
to.
And war.
We got to.
That's
we got to unify.
Gotta
we got to come together and
we
do that.
We might not like, have the resources that some of these other people have.
Like Clicka, we just need y'all to understand this. Our real mission right now for our community and our youth is youth centers. We've been trying for 20 plus years to open up units, to open up youth centers,
you know,
around our communities and our states
all
and
I
countries.
Do is ask everybody to get behind each other. You see anybody pushing, anybody striving, anybody trying to get to the next level, get behind them. Get behind them because everybody needs somebody, some type of motivation.
El movimiento de africanos y chicanos.
Yo. Yo,
Black and Brown Movement.
This is
hip-hop. IMC.
This is hip hop. This is hip hop for the people.
It's
this,
what
this
it's about.
Essence.
Without the people, there is no culture. That's not color.
Yes.
That's what people are fucking missing. There's no color line in hip hop.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Hip hop. We can and like I said, through our verses, we paint pictures.
Yes, sir.
And even more so, people can dress themselves hip-hop and they can talk to hip-hop, but at the same time, we listen to hip-hop and hip-hop is vibration. It's just like sound waves. It's like the light we see. Everything is waves. It's things we feel, right? It's all energy.
It's what truly resonates and within us.
I'm asking my city, I'm asking everybody I know, I'm asking everybody I don't know.
Your baseball.
I'm asking for everybody with a beer in their hand, everybody without a beer in their hand, everybody with problems, everybody with stress, everybody who loves hip hop, everybody who don't love hip hop, everybody that's gonna love hip hop.
Human beings is what he's saying. Human beings, let's stand up and fight.
So I challenge, this is DJ Early. I challenge the artists out there who feel they have to rhyme about objectifying women.
Nonsense.
Or,
excuse me,
drugs, selling them, taking them, who have to rhyme about guns and portray that and feel like they have to do that to sell records. There's another way. People
yes,
want to hear good music, no matter what.
Yes,
they want to hear something they can connect with. And if you're putting your heart and soul on vinyl, now if you're somebody like Nipsey who came from that life and you're putting your heart and soul, you're going to talk about that stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
But
he did not glorify it.
And he did not glorify it, and he took his actions further beyond the music. But with Start, I want to say we could start with the music because
it's a building
because
bridge.
It's something that everybody gets exposed to. And if we flood the market with positivity in the music and putting your heart and soul, it doesn't even have to be positive necessarily, even like that. But I want people to talk about what's from their heart, from their soul. And I guarantee you that's going to be better music than anything on the radio right now. And people are going to want it because they're going to have a connection with it because they have been there too.
Tell them what's real, DJ Early.
Because everybody can connect on some level with a personal, real story. No
That's
matter
it.
What. If you, no matter where you come from, you can feel real emotion.
Because
you
everybody's been through
truth.
A struggle.
So
Early.
Yeah.
Early.
Early.
So that's my challenge to the artist.
Big
bring
ups.
Truth. Bring the realness. Bring your heart and soul. And us DJs will spin it.
No more bubblegum bullshit.
No more talking
you don't
about
have
no
to
more
that.
Gimmicks.
You don't have to do that yeah. yourself.
No more gimmicks.
No more talking about the money you don't even have yet.
No more gimmicks.
Because the object is not being on the radio anymore anyway. That's not how you're really connecting with people. You're connecting with people by
out there selling your mixtapes or whatever. Or now you could get it online. You can get your video online, and you can get connect to all kinds of people through your visuals. So you don't have to be on the radio, and you don't have to talk about that stuff. And that's not what people want to hear, I don't believe.
We're supposed to uplift and give people hope.
Shit from a DJ, and DJ,
without the DJ, ain't no motherfucking party, baby.
The DJ is the streets, because the DJ know what the people want
to
hear.
Yo, so you
say that again.
And when it really comes down to it, the realest motherfuckers out there in hip-hop have no fucking radio play.
Say that again.
They have no fucking radio.
Yo, so with that being said, go cop Birth of a Movement by the Black and Brown Movement on all your internet platforms.
I think
They're out there touring.
Birth of a Movement
at the show
by Black and Brown Movement on all your internet store platforms. Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, all that shit. You can stream it if you want to. We ain't tripping. Spotify. It's all about the support and the real. Understand, you love Public Enemy, you love KRS-One, you love Rage Against the Machine, you love Nipsey, we got a little bit of all that shit for you. Because we live that life too, understand, but survival's of the fittest, baby, and that's the realest. So understand what hip-hop really is. It's real stories, not his story, but the true story. So all you bubblegum motherfuckers, your time is up, you've been served, get ready for the real hip-hop for the people. Black and Brown Movement, Black and Brown Radio Podcast, La Clica Podcast, and all you fake motherfucking MCs, Kiss Mad Verbal Ones, Black and Brown Movement, La Clica, Sneaky Entertainment, Dark Side representing the Northeast, 9042's ass. West Side. Yeah,
you know what? I couldn't find a better way to end this podcast than that. Yo. You know, props to you.
There you go.
You know your shit, and I'm glad to have every one of you guys here on the podcast, and
thanks for having us. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for all being here, and each one of you, just you know, give a shout out. Let's do a little roll call. Who we got in the house? You gotta talk into the mic. Go ahead. Can't hear you, bro.
I said it's Dad from Philly, you already know.
Right. See what I'm saying? That's our East Coast brother.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? I'm Mad Verbals One, the Mad Scientist, the Black and Brown Movement, Black and Brown Radio Podcast, Hip Hop for the People, Positive Minded Apparel, Positive Minded Attitude. Smile, motherfuckers. Mad Verbals One on Instagram. Follow me for that conscious everyday upliftment.
Yo, my name is Brandon Bradford.
This is Double B.
Up in the house, you know what I'm saying? Back with the Black and Brown Movement, you know what I'm saying? You know, originators up
yes,
in this
sir.
Piece, you know what I'm saying? We're doing this thing, glad to be back, and you know what I'm saying? Just keeping this movement pushing, you know what I'm saying?
You can spit your Instagram if you want anybody to go follow
Absolutely.
You.
You know, I really don't have an Instagram, but you can follow me on Facebook though. Brandon Bradford, man, hit me up. You know, I'm on
Double B.
All day, every day, you know what I'm
And you can follow him with the Black and Brown Movement, Hip Hop for the People.
There. I'm right there, for sure.
Over here.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Early. I rock with the crew called the Innosolvians.
Respect.
We do a radio show called the Unseen Legion Radio Show.
Yes, yes, respect.
And, I also rock with the Fleet DJs. It's a worldwide Fleet DJ DJ crew. We got about 400 DJs.
Word.
And
when's your next venue with that? I want to be there.
You know, most of our DJs are out on the East Coast and in the South, you know. So I'm one of the assistant managers here in the West Coast, and I'm just trying to build the West Coast, looking for more DJs to join the movement. We got DJs on the radio. We got DJs on all different platforms. We got producers. We got models. We got photographers. We got all that lined up. But yeah, that's the crew. So I also have music online. If you want to check it out, it's DJ Earl-E, E-A-R-L-E on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you can find your music. It's there. Me and my man Pros got an album out right now. So just go check that out.
Respect to DJ Earl, folks.
Man, respect.
Without the DJ, there ain't no party.
You already know.
Hey, yo. All right.
Hey, yo.
All right.
My day by, you know, it's real, L.A. It's real, L.A. We in a bad state, but we going to be great. We going to be all good. I appreciate your time. I appreciate y'all ears, you know.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having us. Thank y'all for being here. This concludes the segment of La Clica Podcast.
La Clica. Representing in the Redwood Room in Maywood, Sneaky Entertainment, Black and Brown Radio Podcast. Right now, if y'all ain't here, y'all need to be here. Northeast Representative 90042, Dark Side. Come check out some real hip hop, folks. One love, La Clica. Appreciate you.
La Clica, bitch.
Get it good.